We appreciate the courtesy of the makers of Calumet baking powder and Swan's Down cake flour in relinquishing the first 10 minutes of their program this evening in order for us to bring you the following special broadcast. Keep tuned in as the Kate Smith Hour will be presented at approximately 8:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In Georgia Hall, which houses the vast dining room at Warm Springs, Georgia, the nation's chief Thanksgiving dinner is about to begin. This broadcast of the beginning of that dinner is going to be completely informal as befits such a homey, may I say it, such a family-like affair. The President of the United States, who has always made it a tradition to have his Thanksgiving dinner with the infantile paralysis patients at Warm Springs, Georgia, will shortly enter the hall in which all the rest of the guests are now assembled and will take his place at the head of that table as the host to carve the large turkey, which will be the feature of the dinner at Warm Springs. And the door now slides open to the right. Out comes the President of the United States. Let's listen for a moment. Girls and boys in their party dresses and in their party suits, their Sunday go-to-meeting suits, shall I say, sitting in wheelchairs, some of them having been lifted out of their wheelchairs, those well enough, and sitting in ordinary chairs, some of them with braces and some of them with crutches and some of them cheerfully lying on stretchers alongside their places, are now applauding the President of the United States as he takes his place at the head of the table with Mrs. Roosevelt at his right. And now, very informally, all the guests are going to greet their host in song. President's face beamed. He was amazed as that spontaneous song broke out, and now he's about to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
We, the several hundred members of the Warm Springs family, old and young, are gathered here again for our annual Thanksgiving dinner. But before we attack the turkey, I want to say a few words not only to you, but to many other people in every part of the country on this day of National Thanksgiving. First, about Warm Springs itself. The physical picture draws nearer to completion each year. The ramshackle old buildings of 12 years ago have either been completely modernized or replaced by new fireproof structures. And when I got here the other day, I was delighted to see the new schoolhouse and the new medical center rising above the ground. I'm glad we're to have a schoolhouse because we know that it is of the utmost importance to have the education of the mind keep pace with the re-education of the muscles. And then, too, medical science has made such great strides in the past 10 or 12 years that the treatment of the after effects of infantile paralysis calls for many new forms of hospital care, in addition to the water exercises and swimming of the older days. Today, we have the tradition of work well done. We have also the same ideal of continuing progress, backed up by determination and courage, what we call the spirit of Warm Springs. We're looking forward to the time when we can take care of at least 200 patients at a time, or in other words, treatment for about 400 patients in any given year. Several years ago, we expanded the work of Warm Springs by helping communities throughout the country to raise money for the care of their own infantile paralysis cases, and through their generosity to give financial help to the cause of research into the origin of the disease. Last year, we took a further step by establishing the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. And after January 30th, 1939, we hope to have permanent chapters of this National Foundation in all of the more than 3,000 counties that make up the United States. At the time of the birthday celebration, half of all of the funds raised in each county will be retained in trust for the chapters for local use, and the other half of the fund raised will go to the National Foundation for the national fight against infantile paralysis. This Thanksgiving Day, we have much to be thankful for. I wish that all who hear my voice could be with us and see this gathering of old and young in the big dining room at Warm Springs. We are thinking not of ourselves alone, but of tens of thousands of other children and grown-ups, and wishing for them that they may be having an equally happy Thanksgiving. Lots of turkey and lots of fixings. I have had many telegrams today, Thanksgiving telegrams. There's one that I want to read to you from an old friend who's helped Warm Springs in past days very greatly, Eddie Cantor, the comedian, the actor. And he gives me a thought that I think we can all think over. May you and yours have a happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful that I can live in a country where our leaders sit down on Thanksgiving Day to carve up a turkey instead of a map.
And that little informal talk of a host to his guests.
I use it all way to fund thee, O Lord, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and fillest all things living with plenteousness. We give thee humble thanks for these provisions which we receive of thy bounty. Bless them, O Lord, to our use. Bless our lives to thy service and supply the wants of others. We ask for Christ Jesus' sake. Amen.
Now, I believe the president really has finished his informal little talk as a host to the guests here at the Thanksgiving dinner at Warm Springs, Georgia. His introduction of Mr. Wilson, who gave the invocation, caught Columbia as much by surprise as the singing of that little ditty, which was sung by the patients to the tune of Alexander's Ragtime Band, as the singing of that surprised the president when he came in. He was all ready to begin his speech to the guests when suddenly they burst into song and he was serenaded. But that is the spirit of Thanksgiving everywhere tonight, I believe. Complete informality, a complete family affair. That's certainly the spirit here at Warm Springs, where patients, as I said before, in wheelchairs, lying on stretchers, sitting in chairs with their braces and their crutches beside them, prepared to attack the Thanksgiving turkey. Out comes the turkey. The microphones, which had been placed on the spot usually reserved for a turkey, are now being taken away very busily, and out comes the turkey himself, looking very noble indeed, well stuffed, borne by two white-coated waiters who will take the turkey to the place where it will be carved by the president, and the dinner will be on in full. At the moment, you can hear the confusion which is caused by the photographers taking all their pictures, recording this scene for history, this informal family scene of a president of the United States and the head of the Georgia Warm Springs Foundation having dinner with the victims of infantile paralysis here at Warm Springs, Georgia. Now, Bob Trout speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.